The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong.
All right, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 23 September 2016. Sheriff Richard Mack is with us, and we've got calls here, and I want to get these out of the way because these fine people have been holding here forever. Laura in Michigan, you're up next.
Hi, Sheriff Mack. I wanted to ask you a question and then make a comment. My question is, do you think Judge Roll was killed because of his decision that he made about that?
She's talking about John, the judge in my first Supreme Court hearing at the district court level. He was later murdered at the assassination attempt in Tucson, Arizona, at the Safeway parking lot on Congresswoman Gabby Giffords.
Mm-hmm.
There's some speculation out there that kind of makes it look suspicious, and there was two or three different reasons given as to why he was there in the first place. It made it also look a little bit suspicious, but I don't have any evidence of that he was intentionally targeted. But I guarantee you we lost one of the best judges in America at that time, and maybe the best federal judge.
Yeah, what was the reason why Gabby Gifford was shot? I mean,
that was just from Loudner, just because he was crazy and wanted to go after somebody in public eye. But Judge Roll happened by, or they don't know, or he intentionally went to the rally because he wanted to see Gabby or Congresswoman Giffords. But it would not be appropriate for a district judge to go to a political rally.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he's on or off duty, it doesn't matter. He's always a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he was supposed to be pretty good friends with her, but somebody said he just got out of church and stopped by. Then somebody said, he just happened to be at Safeway. And, he was invited to attend, and he was there. But as he did for me, he interposed for someone else. And the amazing thing about Judge Roll in my particular case, we won every pretrial motion. He sided with us against the federal government, against his own boss, which is totally unheard of. And winning every pretrial motion, for them trying to remove me from being able to sue them, was an amazing process in and of itself. I so admire and love Judge Roll. He changed my life forever. But I do not have evidence that he was singled out.
Well, and some people are of the opinion that it might have been a delayed assassination because of his rulings in court, and they perceived him to be more of a danger. And siding with people and judging cases fairly and doing a job the judge is supposed to do.
Correct. He did.
Yeah.
And, I've heard some people say that he didn't decide constitutionally on everything. I wasn't personally privy to that. But I'll tell you, the things I did know about him, he was fantastic. He was a staunch Catholic, if that changes anything. I don't know. But what was your other comment?
Okay, my other comment was, the weekend that the lady was shot in Chicago that was a relative of the basketball player, all I heard all weekend was gun violence, gun violence, gun violence. Except in Mississippi that same weekend, two white nuns were murdered by a knifing. They were stabbed to death. I didn't hear knife violence, knife violence. but there is a common denominator that nobody wants to talk about. It's called Negro violence. People got to start being able to say it. They're afraid to say the word Israel or Jews. But people got to start facing up who is acting savagely. And I think the policemen are scared witless when they pull over a car with blacks in it. I don't think it's their fault.
Want to comment on that?
No, I don't.
Okay. Laura, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Yeah, and how I look at this is simply that, well, by the way, in Charleston, South Carolina, with the riots, the recent riots, 70% of the people that were arrested and taken into custody weren't even from that area. They were bussed in.
Oh, yeah, there's no question that that's happened, and they've brought in provocateurs, and that's, again, that comes up with the questions about is it George Soros and him funding all that. So I believe that they should conduct an investigation on that, and if they're going to go after, quote, sovereign citizens, then they should go after people like George Soros. If he is funding riots, then inciting a riot is illegal, and they should be conducting a criminal investigation on the man.
Joel in Phoenix.
John, I've got to tell you, I got to leave in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And so I apologize for that.
But, okay, well, let me roll these quickly here. Joel, go ahead. You're on with Richard Mack.
Hey, John. Hey, Richard. This is Joel down in Phoenix. I've been to Sheriff Mack's meetings on many occasions with the Tea Party. And Richard is exactly right when he went up there to Oregon to say, hey, this is different than what happened down in Nevada. And just to add a little bit to that, we were divided down here in Phoenix as whether to support Oregon or not. But many of us said we smelled a rat, and it headed south. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because this sovereign thing about what's been released, I believe it is to blend the two different Black Lives Matter with the sovereign citizen, and then use that to really go after the citizens of the United States.
Well, there could be some truth to that, but I think that Black Lives Matter is getting a free ride from the media, and the media really goes after the sovereign movement or the constitutional movement or the freedom movement with a vengeance. And I also think that anybody that specifies that one group's lives matter, I mean, if there was a group of people putting out there that white lives matter, I think
you'd be a racist.
Yeah, I mean, that would be so racist, and man, they would be, wow, they would be really attacked. What I find also astonishing about all of this violence is that the first half-black president, who says he's black, but he's half, never comes out and tries to calm these situations down. He's all about tarnishing and criticizing people, that they'll tarnish his legacy if they don't vote for Hillary Clinton. But he never says anything to the black community of saying, you're tarnishing my legacy by doing these horrible riots and burning each other and killing each other. This is black-on-black violence in a lot of these areas. And he never mentions it. He never comes out and says, you know, what would it be like if President Obama actually went to one of these scenes and says, calm down, go home to your families. You know, we don't want this, and we don't want this violence, and this is not an honorable thing to do. Man, I think that would be really some tremendous leadership. But he, almost by his silence, he seems to be supporting this, and I would say there's enough evidence to convict him that he is supporting it.
Understood. Joel, I appreciate your call. Let me quickly slide Dale in here from North Carolina. Hello, Dale.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I got two questions for Sheriff Mack, and then I got a statement for you. Are sheriffs still considered the highest law of the land?
Some of them don't know that, but I will tell you that most people do. I've even talked to chiefs of police around the country who tell me the sheriff is the highest authority in the county. And the Brady Bill itself called us, the sheriffs who actually filed the lawsuit, we were called the CLEOs. And the law itself is directed to CLIOs, the chief law enforcement officer. Well, who received the orders from federal government to enforce the Brady Bill? It was the sheriffs of this country. So that's a pretty good endorsement when you have the federal government saying, or the United States Congress saying in their own law, that the sheriff is the CLIO. And there is no question. If you'll read the case, and again, you can get my highlighted version called The Victory for State Sovereignty at my website at cspoa.org. Everyone listening to this program today should read that case. It's the most powerful, freedom-enhancing state sovereignty case ever written.
Your other question, Dale?
Okay, so if the sheriff is the highest law of the land, why are you not arresting the people that are... have done such treasonous acts against this nation?
They would have to conduct an investigation before they could just go arrest. And just like Sheriff Arpaio is investigating the president right now on his birth certificate, he is not investigating where he was born. He was investigating the fraud known as the birth certificate that was released from the White House. People asked him to investigate it, and he did. And that's exactly what they should be doing nationwide. If you have evidence that someone has committed a crime, and the way you're going to have a problem with some of that is jurisdictionally. The sheriff says, has that been committed in my county? So he needs to investigate it. You can't just go arrest people. You have to have an investigation. And if you have evidence that somebody's done something, go to your sheriff and ask him to conduct an investigation.
All right. Dale, I appreciate it. You can hold the comments for a different day. Let me squeeze one more in here. Mike from Colorado. Go, Mike.
Hi, gentlemen. Sheriff Mack and John, both of you, I hope in your journey through this lifetime you can set up some sort of educational either organization or platform so we can teach all these young people all of the brilliant stuff that you bring to the table.
That would have to the perfect way to do that would be through the school systems. But according
well,
to
we have the class. We'll take our class anywhere.
Yeah.
And I will teach them anywhere.
Oh, you do?
Being able to fund it is another story, but we do. We do. In fact, we just did a training in Utah, and we had youngsters and college students and state reps and sheriffs and all people meeting together on it, and, man, it was great.
Well, I'll tell you, me hearing that makes me like you even more. I appreciate what you do for this country.
I'll tell you what, we need everybody's involvement in that, and we have people right now setting up more training seminars for us all over the country, and that's why we need each of you to join us in this effort.
And that is available, that information, on cspoa.org as well?
That is.
All right.
Very good. Thanks, gentlemen.
Okay, Mike. Hey, Richard, I know it was kind of short notice. I called you yesterday. I would urge you to watch the rest of that video. It's only 14 minutes long. And
I got to about 10 minutes of it.
Okay, well,
so I'll be back another 4 minutes.
Well, and this, as I see it, as I've said, it's a light switch flip away from taking the terrorist and melding them right into the sovereign citizen and all this anarchy and all this. It needs to be dealt with, and the right circumstance evidently has not presented itself. But I'm holding my breath on this one.
Okay, well, John, thanks for having me. I do appreciate it. And if I can be a Minuteman some other time, that's fine with me.
All righty, sir. Thank you very much.
See you soon.
All right. Yeah, I didn't know that he had to go, because I really wanted to talk to him about the mentality, the training, SWAT. I've said on this program many times, you know, now to serve warrants. Well, we have an indication this guy might be violent. He owns guns, whatever the case may be. And showing up in a full regalia, military-style tactics, bash, crash, shoot if you have to. Many times that's exactly what happens. But what happened to the old-style serving of warrants? Taking people by surprise. Classic example on that was David Koresh. Guy could be seen on the roads outside of Waco, Texas, at any given time, out there jogging, or at a gun show on the weekends, where you had more feds in the gun shows than you really knew. You might see a BATFE table set up for educational purposes, and... I'll tell you, I would not want to do that. I was witness to an incident that happened down in Kentucky. The BATF come in to set up a table and distribute their stuff, and one enterprising individual climbed up on their table and urinated all over their paperwork. I just... Dale in North Carolina. Hello, Dale.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hey, I got to ask you a question, and it's kind of bothering me. Is you know, Vincent Finelli said that he had asked Sheriff Mack to come to an event, and he never showed up, and he had some problems with the situation. This was, I don't know, three months ago. I don't know. He was on your show talking about it. And I'm just wondering, Vince is your best buddy, and I'm just wondering, how could you have this guy on if he screwed your best buddy over?
I called Vince yesterday and actually got Richard Mack's cell number from him and told him that I was going to interview him, and he said, that's fine.
Okay, well,
he was fully aware of it.
I'm just trying to dig to the bottom of it. You know, find out, because it seemed like Vince had got screwed over by him.
There was some scheduling conflicts, and Richard Mack did not show. That is correct. But
that's all I wanted to ask. I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it.
Okay.
You know, as long as things got worked out, that's all I'm asking.
Well, and one of the representatives, I'll think of his name here in a second. I've met the guy several times. I'll think of his name, and if I think of it before the end of the program, I'll blurt it out. But he showed up in Richard's stead, did not stay the entire time for the scheduled event, was there for one day to give speech and talk to people, but he was supposed to be there for 2 days, and he had to jet out and go to Washington, D.C. I was there at Ground Central for that deal. All right, Dale?
Okay, just wanted to get to Ground Zero, you know what I mean? You know,
he
made a big deal out of it, and I just thought, holy cow, he screwed your best buddy over, and then I just like, how could you have the guy on if he screwed your best buddy over?
Well,
but you covered that, so okay.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Yeah,
okay.
I called Vince and said, hey, I don't have Richard's number, and it's kind of strange because I don't have him in my Rolodex, and there's nothing on file here at the office. And I had to get the cell number from Vince Finelli, and he readily gave it up, and he said, well, okay. And we had talked about that for a few minutes. He had no problem with it. The problem I see that goes on is, you know, there. I wish Richard could have stuck around for the full 2 hours, but I wanted to talk about training, and PJ brought it up, and PJ kind of shocked me. But he was right on point. You know, this training, the militarization of police and tactics. And from my study, where this came from was the war on drugs under the guise of protecting officer safety. The war on drugs, as we know, was fallacious to begin with. You know, let's come out with draconian federal guidelines and sentencing and all of this other stuff. In the meantime, not doing a damn thing and actually promoting the shipping in of drugs and the distribution network that would follow in every major city across this country. It's big business. Big business for both sides, if you know what I mean. Red October is here. Gary Franchi does a pretty good little presentation on this, and there is some speculation of who exactly is going to be going to the UN on a permanent basis. It was first rumored that it was going to be Bill Clinton. Now, all of a sudden, it appears it's going to be Barack Obama. Now, he's only got a couple of months left. But this loser isn't done crapping on the Constitution before he leaves. He wants to take away the Second Amendment. Hillary Clinton, I think we understand that she is the same ilk that Barack Obama is and every other socialist slash communist in this country. We can't leave the natives armed, because when they realize what's been done with them, they might do something with those arms that, well, could be injurious. I think that's exactly why the Second Amendment was put right behind the first one. Let's take the break. We'll be back in three.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Is everybody looking forward to the debate coming up Monday between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? Ooh. The theater has been going on for how many months now? Every single day. I mean, we got to the point here that we were hawking tweets and putting up panels of people to discuss and dissect and disseminate their opinion on the tweets. This is a brazen mixture of Barnum and Bailey, there's Three Ring Circus. The precipice of which we sit here today in our legislative democracy. Nobody wants to use that term constitution anymore, and God forbid, don't you dare refer to this country as being a republic. Don't you even go there. And the news media will not call anybody out for it. They use the same terms. Kind of wonder if that was invented by the CIA, like the term conspiracy theory. And those boys would know more about conspiracies than just about anybody on the face of the planet. You know, I mean, the Constitution was pretty easy, folks. Not real wordy. written in plain language than anybody in the day with a sixth grade education. Well, you didn't even need a sixth grade education, really. Because what the schools were most concerned about was the three R's, writing, reading, and arithmetic. And you learned those at a pretty early age so you could be functional. Because a lot of children that went to the one-room schoolhouses in this country had to quit in 6th, 7th grade and go to work on the farm. Or for other reasons. But they managed to be functional. They managed to live out their lives, productive, fruitful lives. You know, and somehow people seem to believe that the only way that an education is taught to anybody is by a facilitator, by somebody reading out of a book and giving pop quizzes. Folks, the real lessons of life don't happen in a schoolroom. They happen within your life. Now, do I have any other calls before we go to break here? Okay, good. All right. And as I said earlier, the Charlotte riots show the hallmarks of George Soros' operation. Why is not the FBI investigating this guy for radicalizing groups out there to break the law? You know, these are not peaceful demonstrations. I've heard the news media trying to relay that, saying that, well, the majority of them are peaceful and they just want the right to protest, and, you know, that's fine. If we get down to regulating protests in this country, well, your First Amendment is out the window. I think it says something about peaceably assembling. To make sure it's not peaceful, we bring in people that with the intention of rabble-rousing, trashing police cars, busting windows, looting, rioting, shooting, doing whatever. I am really amazed that so far, and what's going on, folks, I hope you notice this, that this Black Lives Matter thing was trying to gain traction for many months. And as soon as an incident happens, what happens with Black Lives Matter is they deflate unless they're propped up again by media coverage. And, of course, Soros and the boys and the malcontents that want to get out there and claim that, well, the reason I'm not getting a fair shake in life is because my skin's black. Well, if you're part of a permanent subculture in this country, there's some things that you're going to miss. And we're not having an adult conversation about this. By the way, where's Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton been? A lot of these places that they go to now, the blacks are telling them, hey, pack up your stuff and get the hell out of here. You're not welcome here. So this thing is not coming off like they expected it. And George has got enough money. I'm sure he's not lamenting a few hundred million dollars that he's spending. But it's not working out for you, George, is it?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Attention CPAP users. Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train. Invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Aaron Burnett over at CNN interviewed Todd Walther. He was a spokesman from the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Fraternal Order of Police. Here's a very short clip when he was talking about the people that were showing up in North Carolina, in Charlotte.
A few nights I've been very proud of our officers, our men and women that are out on the streets. I've been very proud of my members, the Fraternal Order of Police, and their conduct out there. How they're handling themselves. I still say that this is not Charlotte that's out here. These are an outside entities that are coming in and causing these problems. These are not protesters. These are criminals. Protesters fight for a cause. They sit down and discuss it. These are protesters that commit crime. They're criminal. They're out here for a different purpose. They're not here to resolve issues and resolve problems. They're out here for their own good.
So you're saying that all the people on the streets are not from Charlotte?
Well, I'm not saying all the people, but we've got the instigators that are coming in from the outside. I mean, you've heard reports even last night. They were coming in on buses from out of state. If you go back and look at some of the arrests that were made last night, I can about say that probably 70% of those had out-of-state IDs. They're not coming from Charlotte. Yeah, we've got some people here in Charlotte that are upset because they don't have the answers. Well, we don't have all the answers either, and that's why we have to trust in our system and do a thorough investigation to get to all the answers.
Well, the answers to the questions have to be asked as to how the situation got here. But you see, that's conversation that adults should have, and that's one that they're steering clear of. Joanne, I do believe this is Delaware. Hello, Joanne.
I appreciate you taking my call. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say that, you know, I grew up in, middle-class America, and I was taught to respect authority. Mm-hmm. And I just tend to, on many of these things that I see, it seems like the people actually are trying to cause problems, and I just feel like the police are in a very difficult situation today, and I realize sometimes there are incidents where they overreact in that, but a lot of it is just the fact that if you don't like something that's going on, basically rather than fight it, then take it to court or whatever. But there are so many people that just edge them on and are disrespectful, and I don't think that is helping anything. And so, I've never had a negative experience with any of the police officers that I've encountered.
Well, Joanne, and what was the last encounter over? A traffic infraction?
Typically. Something like that.
Okay, and they're at that point in time, they're revenuing for the state out there, and it's they have their rules, and you're licensed to operate your motor vehicle, and if you violate one of the rules, they'll write you a ticket, and you either have to go to court or admit your guilt, and you pay the ticket. Now, this is that's one issue aside. I'm not disrespectful to any cops unless they show me disrespect. Or if they try to tell me something that I know is blatantly illegal, it might be one of their department policies, and that's the only time I really mix it up with the cops. And when I was growing up, there was many instances that if I found myself in that position, if we fast forward and plop my little self down in today's world, it would have different outcomes. The police, when I was younger, were a lot more patient. They weren't quick to billy club. They didn't have tasers then. And rarely, if ever, did you ever see a cop clear his weapon from his holster. Now it's exactly the opposite. The idea now is that you're guilty of something and you have to vet yourself properly in front of this public official in order to be treated as a human being. The attitude has changed. And I am not anti-law enforcement. I am just anti-goon squad. These guys, a lot of them, are prior military. They were in the business of turning human bodies into human confetti. And a lot of these guys that get on the forces now would not, they would have been laughed out of the police departments they were making application to. But that situation has changed. The entire dynamic has changed. And that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about Mac with, because he's a, he's one of these SWAT people, and he trained with them, and he trained for them, and I am special weapons and tactics only should be used in very few instances, but they're used all the time. And to me, when you confront people, civilians, no matter how bad of a guy they are, when you do a military-style operation on them, things generally turn out badly. So, in a way, I'm with you, and in a way, I'm not with you, because I have seen this dynamic change. I was told growing up that I would have made a great father or a great preacher. I would have made a great cop. But what I'm seeing today... and again, I will always say that this is not an indictment against all police out there, because some of these guys, they're your cousins, they're your husbands, your fathers, your whatever. They're human beings, but they are acting less like human beings when encountering other human beings and seem to exacerbate the situation and make it worse rather than calming down and acting as police officers instead of in-your-face law enforcement. I don't envy the position at all.
Oh, it's very difficult. And when I see, you know, what's happening at some of these demonstrations, and they're being attacked, they're being spit upon, you know, you've got a feel for what their situation is. And there just seems to be, and I agree with you. I said some are heavy-handed, but they're not all like that. And, you know, there just seems to be, too, more disrespect than what I experienced growing up.
Well, and I am with you. I am with you as well. And I've said that if I run into an encounter that a cop is outgunned, what side am I going to take? Well, I'll have a tendency to side with a police officer because he has been charged with a duty. It's supposed to be being a peace officer, but as we all know, that has somewhat changed. And the attitude of a lot of these cops, and imagine dealing with what you have to deal with on a period of, say, 20 or 30 years, it's going to affect you. It's going to change you. Because you're the one that's running into some of the worst of humanity out there.
It's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, Joanna.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Peter in L.A., and I'm taking that not to mean Los Angeles.
That is Los Angeles, John. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead.
I've got a couple things to say here, and one of them is that the same people who fund Black Lives Matter, and by the way, speaking of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson Jr., all have been proven to be, in the past, FBI informants. But that's an aside. The same people, the George Soros people, who fund Black Lives Matter, have also been used overseas in the color revolutions in the Ukraine, for instance, mm-hmm. To help overthrow the Ukraine in the that just happened two years ago, where they get people on the street. The NGOs that he funds gets people on the streets, and then violence breaks out when some sniper somewhere shoots at both sides, and then it erupts. That's what we do overseas all the time, and he's one of the tools in the quiver. He's an arrow in the quiver that has been used before to foment martial law in other countries, or you know, chaos in the streets that a coup then entails. The second thing is that since Obama has been around, the whole black, oppressed black thing has had to take a new spin. We've had 8 years of Obama. We've had 8 years of black attorney generals. If you look at all these cities, including Charlotte, including Dallas, and a lot of them have black police chiefs. And it gets very difficult, I believe, for the Democrats to rely on the 90 or 95% lemming-like rote black vote in black participation for the Democrats, when it's pretty clear that institutional racism, apparently it didn't stop us from having black attorney generals and black police chiefs and black presidents.
Of a different political persuasion, though. You know, I understand, and Peter, I said this when Obama got elected. I didn't give a damn whether he was black, half white. I don't care what he was. It's the politics that's been the problem. It's been the politics all along with the blacks, and they keep voting out of the public largesse for their own benefit. That welfare state wasn't started by blacks in this country. It was started by whites, supposedly under the guise of helping minorities or blacks or trying to alleviate the problems in the inner cities. And what Trump has done, he's came out and he's started to attack the problems that have made these ghettos in the inner cities such a unbelievable hellhole. It's amazing. If you've never been to Detroit and walked the city streets of Detroit and to actually watch one of the shining examples, like say in the 30s and the 40s, that Detroit used to be reduced to an absolute. It's almost indescribable as what happened. And now people are starting to figure out in these major cities where you keep having black mayors and black police chiefs that politic permeates. They're there for the federal funds. They're not going to change status quo because it gives them position of power. And these people are starting to figure it out. There's more people are going to be voting for Donald Trump. And they're not going to be voting for Hillary Clinton or anybody else because he started to point out and go to the reasons why there are problems in our major cities and especially within the ghettos. Where did this problem come from? And he's been pointing them out. And man, has he taken hit after hit over it? He's just a racist. Yeah.
Right. Well, John, I think you're right. And I also hope that you're right about the Trump thing. But well, I want to point out, though, that these tools are used. The Democratic Party and the party in power, of course, Obama and everybody, they cannot afford to lose that 90% in black, lemming-like black vote. And if they're no longer needed, if the black vote community looks out and says, well, we really aren't needed because, look, we can get to be anything, president, chief of staff, secretary of state, attorney general, police chief, mayor, whatever, and why do we need the Democratic Party for their so-called, quote, protection?
Right.
And so what I'm saying is the Democratic Party has a vested interest in keeping the tension high.
Yes, they do.
And the same people that fund them, remember, Soros gives huge money to Hillary, also funds Black Lives Matter, also funds the color revolutions. So we've used these as these tools before to foment trouble.
Well, and I hope people understand and clearly look at this, because what this is a cultural and a societal flip based on pretty much the Communist Manifesto. You know, it's just not Black Lives Matter. It's just not police shooting people, shooting black people, because they've killed more than double the amount of blacks. We have systemic problems in this country, and nobody is willing to drill down on it to look at the root cause. You know, I mean, if you have tooth decay and your teeth are starting to wobble around in your gums, well, chances are you've got gingivitis and you've got to build up a plaque. You better get into a dentist. There's a root cause of why your roots are coming out, if you get my meaning. But I'm just saying here that there are fundamental reasons why this is going on, and what we're supposed to do, Peter, is stay caught up in the debate and trying to make some sense and come from a constructive conclusion to solve the problem when people aren't even discussing the real problem.
John, let me point one thing. I want to preface this by saying that my wife is African American, my daughter is mixed. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty close to this problem, and I think there is a police brutality problem, no doubt about it.
Right.
But Israeli trained police, forces and SWAT stuff that you were talking about. I want to propose to you something that Obama could end this, all this police brutality nationwide, almost in a heartbeat. And the way he could do it is say, look, when they do an officer-involved shooting investigation and they have the board, which right now is all from the prosecutor's office and the cops themselves, well, let's have it from another prosecutor's office. Let's have some defense attorneys. Let's have some community people on the board. And if the police are going to be involved, if it's in L.A., let them be from Santa Barbara or San Diego or Sacramento or something. And they sit on the board and they make the judgment. And Obama could make that protocol and say, if you don't follow this shooting protocol, then you don't get any federal funds from the feds. And they would end like that.
Well,
but he doesn't do it.
Yeah, well,
he has the power. He uses it for everything else. That threat, he uses it for everything.
Well, and
he
here,
use it for that.
And here again, you would have a president of the United States going down and to the state, and down to the county or the city, and that's not the president's role. The federal government has very limited scope of what they can be involved in and what they can't be involved in. And that's
well,
been part
of that, John.
And that's
But the fact is they do it all the time, though.
Yeah, I understand, but doing it the wrong thing repeatedly doesn't make it right.
No, but he could end this.
Well,
he does it for everything else.
Well, I get it.
I
understand what you're saying, Peter, but how long have you been listening to the show? Can I ask?
Oh, you know, on and off. I normally don't get back in time for that, but I listen to What Really Happened all the time.
Okay.
And you when I can.
All righty. Well, I appreciate your call. Got to go to break. John in Little Rock, you'll be the last up on this edition, this Friday edition of the National Intel Report. Damn, I wish Richard Mack could have stuck around for a while. Could have covered a few more topics that I want an explanation for. Or at least somebody's logic and opinion other than my own. We'll be back.
Must come down.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
New rules. If presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton slips into a coughing fit or any other medical crisis, including brain meltdown, during Monday's high-stakes debate, she will have to power through it. There are no commercial breaks, a commission source explains, period. Debater moderator Lester Holt does not have the authority to cut away from the stage during the epic 90-minute showdown. And the microphone audio for either of the candidates is not to be manipulated. Clinton has experienced severe coughing episodes throughout the election year. During the Labor Day campaign, she suffered a four-minute choking marathon. Now, Monday's throwdown could top out at over 100 million viewers, making it the biggest political event in history. Jeez, isn't it too bad that the networks can't sell commercial time around that? By the way, the editor's note here from Drudge Report said the Presidential Debate Commission settled an early flashpoint when Clinton demanded a step stool at the podium to add height to her 5-foot-inch frame. The campaign chairman, John Podesta, expressed concern that Hillary would be dwarfed by the 6-foot-2 Trump. The request was quickly rejected. The commission is allowing for a custom-made podium, which will accommodate the difference in stature. So they said no to a step stool and said a custom-made podium is okay. I got it. Got to put on a good front for Bonner and Bailey's three-ring circus. John in Little Rock. John, how you doing?
Yeah, I know. Hey, I got two quick questions for you.
Yeah.
Hey, invite Lisa Haven to your show. She's a YouTube blogger. And the other question is, what can you do with a $38 billion? I'll take my question off air.
Well, I'm sorry. What was the question about the $38
billion? What could you do with $38 billion for this network?
Ooh.
And I'll take my question off air.
Okay. What would I, God. The first thing that I would do is pay all the bills. And I would take a month-long vacation to clear my head, recharge my batteries, and sit and plot and plan on how to take over the news organizations of America. I would first start with RBN. I would make that the biggest network in this country. And how I would do that is a lot of distressed AM and FM stations out there getting ready to close their doors, not enough advertising revenue. Got to pay those FCC fees and all that licensing stuff and, well, that overpriced electricity you burn up through your transmitters. And I would do license management agreements, just a fee, take over the stations 24/7 in the top 100 markets in this country, and then work my way out. That would be one of the first things that I would do. And we'd have a good old time holding a national classroom on what this country really is, the type of government we have, and more importantly, the responsibility that each and every one of us, whether you're an elected official or whether you're John Q. Citizen, with heavy emphasis on the Constitution to reverse the little Marxist parade that we've had marching through this country for the past, 50, 60 years? Before that, but here we are, 2016. It is the best of times and the worst of times. I think one can safely say that. Folks, I want to thank you for sticking around on this Friday evening. We'll be back Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. I would remind you that we are doing a pledge drive, and if we don't garner some more money, I'm going to be all over everybody's programs on this network as funds are needed to run the network. Vote with your conscience. Vote with your pocketbook. What are we worth? Well, unlike other voter rules and regulations, you can vote with your pocketbook, and you can vote more than one time. All right. Thanks for being here. We'll see you Monday.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.